This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright. Today, we are very happy to speak with Tara Parizo, Executive Director of the South Brevard Sharing Center. Tara, thanks for talking with us today. Tell us a little bit about the Sharing Center. It's been around for a long time.
It has. Yeah, actually, we're excited. Next year is going to be our 50-year anniversary. We started off as a food pantry, and over the past years, we have expanded to be able to meet the needs of the community. And we offer a lot of services now between our food pantry and our hygiene closet. We also have our thrift store, and we provide services for those in the community that are experiencing homelessness as well.
It's basically open to anyone in need?
It is, yeah. Anybody that has any kind of basic need services and anybody that's having any kind of issues with housing, if they're facing any kind of issues with rental assistance or utility needs, or if they're having an issue with their landlord or mortgage company.
How do you receive funding?
The majority of our funding comes from people in the community, different individuals, businesses. We have a lot of support from the church community. We have social organizations that are great supporters of ours. We do get very little funding from government. We get some HUD funding that helps with some of the housing supports that we're able to provide. And then we do get backing from some community foundations and some family foundations as well.
It's always a challenge to meet the needs of the community when you have to get your money from so many different sources.
Absolutely. We have our Casablanca fundraiser. We weren't able to have it this year. We had to postpone that. And then we have a couple mail campaigns that we do. We have a summer food campaign, and we have our Christmas campaign. We do a toy drive every year where we're able to give Christmas presents out to families in need. And for the past few years, we've been able to serve about 300 families.
Since the shutdown, have you seen the need increase?
We have. We were seeing about 30 to 50 families every day, and we're open 4 days a week. And now we are open 2 days a week, and then we have two satellite locations, and we're seeing between 100 and 150 families a day. So the need has significantly increased, and every day that we're open, we're seeing more and more families, and a lot of them are families that we've never seen before. So they're coming to us for the first time, and then they're coming back to us time and time again, having no idea when they're going to be able to go back to work. They don't know what's going to happen, if their jobs are going to be there. So we try to be as understanding and open-minded as we can and offer them as many resources as we possibly can. We try to know what all the resources are. So the staff is really good at knowing all of the different things in the community, different places that they can go, different things that they can connect everyone to. So we really try to be as knowledgeable as possible.
Well, how many employees do you have, and do you have a cadre of volunteers?
We currently have 13 staff members. Half of them are part-time and half of them are full-time. And then on any given day, we have probably 10 to 15 volunteers prior to COVID. Right now, we actually are not able to have the volunteers helping us, so the staff's really having to pick up a lot of the slack. We were wanting to make sure that everybody was safe, and a lot of our volunteers are seniors, so we really wanted to make sure that everyone was being able to stay home as much as possible.
How can members of the community help you?
We're taking food and hygiene donations right now. So on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we're there anytime between 9 and 5. And then on Saturdays, we're at Mosaic Church on Port Malabar Boulevard. So they can drop off any kind of shelf-stable food and then any kind of monetary donations if they wanted to send them to our center at 17 East Hibiscus Boulevard in Melbourne. Just spreading the word, letting people in the community know how much the need is. Looking out for their neighbors. If there's somebody that they know of that might not be able to get to the store, might not be able to get their prescriptions, even if they just want to call the center and let us know, maybe we might be able to reach out to that person.
Do you have a website where people could find out more and more ways to help you?
It's mysbsc.org. And we're on Facebook as well.